Being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal's Brody Robertson, going to the state tournament for the first time in your career. First of all, I just want to get your perspective on a Saturday up at Clear Lake. Tell me a little bit about your mindset going in and your game plan, what it took for you to, you know, make it down to state.
Yeah, I always thought I had it in me to get past the guys that I needed to, and the coaches really installed in me that if I wanted to do it and I made up my mind to do something, that I could do it. So it just took me getting out around the mat and taking the shots I needed to do what I needed to do.
And were you first or second up there on Saturday?
I got second place.
So tell me a little bit about your matches on Saturday and kind of how those went for you.
The first one, I tech-followed a North Butler kid, and I thought I probably could have pinned him, but I wanted to get the offense going a little bit. So I took my time, tried to score some points on him, and I got through that one pretty easily. And the second one was a Clear Lake kid who I believe it was counted as a fall. He lost because of medical forfeit time, and I thought I did pretty well offensively there, and I went into the championship, and I faced the Iowa Falls kid, Trevor Bailey. He got onto his offense before I did, really just started firing shots, and I lost that one by major, and I came back for a true second place, and I was able to beat the Decor kid. So, yeah.
So when it comes to your season as a whole, what would you say are maybe some of the biggest highlights or maybe some of the biggest low points they had to overcome throughout this year?
Yeah, I thought it was going kind of like mediocre. I had an okay record throughout the season until about the Steve Dickey duels, and things just started to click a little bit more from there. I went 4-0 there, and then I went 3-1 at 4-1 at districts. So I think things started to click around the Steve Dickey duels, getting my offense going, doing what I needed to do to get to the legs, preparing for matches and stuff like that.
How'd you describe your biggest strengths or maybe your style as a wrestler, what you bring to the mat?
I think it definitely matches 215 a lot better than 190, just the pace of the match and just allowing myself to think and getting up from bottom is a lot different. I'd say I've improved a lot in that, and just the type of shots I take I think works a lot better at 215 than the previous weight class I wrestled at, so I think that's a big help in changing weight classes.
And for you to accomplish this for the first time as a senior, I have to imagine that was such a great moment for you, right? Could you describe what it means for you to be able to get this accomplished in your senior season?
Yeah, I've been I had this goal in mind for about the last 4 years. I always wanted to make it to state, and I just said I knew I had to keep working hard, and I never really thought like how real it could be until that last Saturday night, and it was just amazing. It was a dream come true to finally be able to do it
and actually do it. For sure, and for this program to have six of you guys go on, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment in itself, right? Yeah. Tell me what that means to have so many going down.
Yeah, I definitely think it's great for us as a school, and I don't think a lot of people really understood how important it was for this specific group of people, how we believed in each other, and that was all that really mattered, I guess. And I think this is a great group of guys to take down to state. I think it's special for us.
Last question for you: when it comes to competing down to the state tournament, what's got to continue to go right for you? What's going to take for you to hopefully keep advancing and see how high you can place down there?
I gotta keep getting to that leg, the right leg outside single. Taking whatever throws I can get if I can, and just trying to do the best I can, putting all on the mat is what counts, I guess. So just making sure I do things right and try my hardest.
Well, that's Hampton Dumont Cal's Brody Robertson. Congrats on going to state, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you.